Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Protests, violence, and even deaths overshadowed voting Sunday in Venezuela. At least 10 people died, and many stayed away in large numbers from the polls. The vote called by President Nicolas Maduro might lead to unlimited powers for the ruling Socialist Party. The first vice president of Venezuela's Socialist Party, Diosdado Cabello, said all Venezuelans will ultimately benefit from what President Maduro is trying to do. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the United States to cut its diplomatic staff in Russia by 755 in response for new U.S. sanctions imposed over Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and Moscow's activity in Ukraine. Sergei Rybkov is the Russian deputy foreign minister. He appeared on the ABC News program this week with George Stephanopoulos.
I think the political will is what is needed most in this situation. And I believe there are several areas where U.S. and Russia can and should work together cooperatively. Non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, countering terrorism, illicit migration, trafficking in people, climate change, you name it. We are ready. We are stretching our hand forward.
In response to Putin's order, the U.S. State Department deemed all of this a regrettable and uncalled for act on Russia's part. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia claiming they have killed 40 African Union troops and an ambush on a convoy. It happened in the lower Shabelle region, Uganda acknowledging some of its troops were part of the convoy. This is VOA News.